do a review of Lakuta Sichas in Chelik Tezvov, the second Sicha for the Parsha Bereshis. So the Parsha talks about how the Hashem created the moon and the sun and the moon, and how He put them up in the sky. Also, it says that they were put there as signs, and the Gemara says, and Rashi brings it down, the Gemara in Sukkah, that the signs, what are they called for signs? Because they sort of seems like from the Gemara that there are certain things that take place with the sun and the moon, the eclipse, the liku chama, liku levona, the eclipse of the sun, the eclipse of the moon, the Jewish people counting to the moon, they go by the lunar cycle of the year, so if there's eclipse of the moon, it's a bad sign for them. If there's eclipse of the sun, it's a bad sign for the nations of the world. The Rebbe's question is here, and this was probably, the Rebbe brings down, this was something which many people used against the Torah to show that, God forbid, that the words of our sages aren't really authentic, because the eclipses are a matter of nature. Those times are defined, and we know exactly when eclipse is going to take place and when it's going to happen. How could that be a sign for anything when it's predetermined? It's the destiny. And the Rebbe explains that, you know, this is really, with just a little bit of attention, you can see that this is not... First of all, the Rebbe says that the sages, according to all views, the sages had a very close relationship with the philosopher, with the scientists of the time, with the astronomy. And for sure, even if we should say that it was by the scientists who came up with the... and the rabbis learned it from them, but certainly the rabbi knew it, so you can't say that, or they didn't know, and they wrote in the Gemara something which is not true. And the Rebbe explains that what it really means is there are certain times which are prone to be a bad sign for the non-Jews. The Rebbe will explain, but it doesn't mean that, of course, these are natural phenomena, but they have a certain time and a certain period where it brings out these signs, as the Gemara says over there. But he basically says that from here you can see that a lot of times people come up with questions, but it's not really questions. People don't want to do Torah mitzvahs for whatever reason, their desires for their typhus, and they excuse it by saying, oh, we have a question. Look, the sages, what they said, that's not really at all the case. It's just a matter of trying to harness yourself for doing the right things. And then the questions you can, with very easy look into them, you will come to the answer. But let's look inside. This is in the, again, in Sicha Bereshis, this is in the second Sicha for the Parshas Bereshis. Now, in the Gemara over here, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ton Rabbanon, Bizman Shacham Aloike, when the sun is eclipsed, is Simen Ra, Lev de Kechov, that goes a bad sign for the Kechov, Levon Aloike, if the moon, on the other hand, is eclipsed, then it's a Simer Alushenem Shal Yisrael, that's a bad sign for the Jewish people, calls it Lushenem Shal Yisrael, not wanting to say for Yisrael, but it means for the Yid. And the reason why does the sun represent the Goyim, the Kechavim, and the Levana, the Yidnesh Yisrael, meaning the Levana, because we count for the moon, the Kechavim, Lechama, and the Goyim for the sun. And then the various thing of where it's like it, where it takes place. And finally, the Gemara also says that Bizman Yisrael, Eisim Ritzenu Shel Mokim, that we don't have to worry when we do the will of Hashem, Ein Misyari Mikol Eilu, we don't have to worry about only of these things, Shenemar, don't follow the ways of the Goyim, so then you won't have to fear the signs of the heaven, the sun, the moon, you don't have to fear them. the goyim should fear them. So therefore, ev de kechav yechatu, ben Yisrael yechatu. It's only the goyim that have to worry about that. So here we see that this eclipse is something which is a bad sign. So let's look inside. Aleph. If pasuk yehi ma'iris goymer, on the verse, let there be ma'iris. So it Rashi v'hoyu la'isus goymer, and they will be for signs. In other words, that the sun and the moon, they do tell us what the day, the different things that they serve. But one of the things is they're also la'isus. They're a sign. What is this signs? Brings Rashi out of the Maimon Chazal. So Rashi quotes, brings down the saying of our sages of blessed memories. This is from the Gemara in Sukkah. That k'shama oiris loikim simanu rahu loilum. When the luminaries, sun, the moon, get smitten, eclipsed, that's a sign, a bad sign for the world. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, first it says later on, from the signs of the heavens, Rashi says, you will not fear. Meaning that the oisus hashamayim, the eclipses, the liqui, the loikin, is something to be worried about. You don't have to worry about it. When you do the will of Hashem, then you don't need to worry for any punishment. So what is the reasoning? Why do these luminaries get eclipsed? Then the Gemara says, which we didn't bring down before, the Gemara gives reasonings why it happens. The Gemara says that various different things what happened. Four things. Head of a basin who died who wasn't eulogized. That would be the reason for the sun eclipsing. And then for four things, Eidus Leikin gives a further. So the Gemara says over there, why the Eidus Leikin? Zog the Gemara, Bishul Arba Advarim. Chama Leikin. For four, Alav Bezin Shemes, Bein Ispat Kalocha, a head of the court who died and he wasn't properly eulogized, etc. It brings down. And then it says, that's specifically the sun. But the luminaries in general get smitten. People who write bad things, etc. The Gemara brings down various different things over there. Does haste. But basically what it means, that means that the action of people impact. It's connected to the act of people. So, when the luminaries are smitten, or the sun, the moon, those are actions of people that cause that. That's what it seems like. Because the Gemara says, that's why the eclipse happens. Is you do the kashya, so the known question, it's known. Thus was Ma'iris Loikim, the fact that the luminaries are smitten, eclipsed, Likucham Levona, the eclipse of the sun, or the eclipse of the moon, is an eingestellte Sach in Teva Habriya. This is something which is set in the nature of creation, be'ofen in such a way, as they come in bestimmte Zeiten, they come in specific times. Bis as man kann für euch rechnen, you can in advance calculate wenn sie werden vorkommen, when they're going to happen. So heit wie kann man sagen, how could the Gemara say, as bishvil arba dvarim chamaloike, that the sun is going to be smitten because of four things that were done, or the Meiris Leikim, or the luminaries get smitten because of something. B'sha'as as dosi zanin hachrochi. This is something which has to take place. Mitzad the chukya teva. This is the rules of nature. And we cannot prevent this. So what does it mean that because there are four things that you did, this is going to happen? That's going to happen regardless. This is not something that you can prevent. So now the Rebbe is going to say that people use this as an excuse to, God forbid, say that the words of the rabbis are not authentic, and the Rebbe is going to show it's impossible that to say that the rabbis didn't know this. Gevissa mentioned certain people, so during many generations, Zichbanutz Midar Kasha, they use this question as Bavais, they use this as evidence, proof, as Chaz V'Sholom, God forbid, Nit Alt V'Shteit in Chazal is Richtig, not everything that says in our sages of blessed memory, what they wrote is really true. And using that argument, Unter Mitom Zeberechtig Zeran Hoge, and this is the way they justify their conduct from Chaz V'Sholom, God forbid, Nit Mekayim Zeran Torah Mitzvahs, not to fulfill Torah mitzvahs. They said, well, not all the words of the rabbis are true. The Rebbe says, however, the truth is, as those was ainer is nit mekayim Torah mitzvahs, why someone does not observe Torah mitzvahs is as nit to live zayinah sichla dike kashas. It's not because he has logical questions. Nor mitzad der letiyoven from zayinah midas. That comes because of his own midas, his desires. And these questions are just an excuse to excuse himself, to answer, to rationalize his non-proper conduct. So therefore, for them it's sufficient. If they're just looking for justification, they're just looking for something. So for them it's sufficient to prove the point. Such a question, with just a little reflection, you see, as the kasha hotnis came out, there's no substance to the question. By introduction, Rabbi wants to say, you can't say that the rabbis didn't know this. This doesn't really fit. Hakol meidim, it is agreed by everyone, as in the tzeiten from the tanoim v'amaroim, that during the periods, the times in which the tanoim and amaroim they lived. Is the cheshbon hazmanim for the likuyei chama v'levonah shegiven befursam sufficient chachma yomus, the calculation, the times when the eclipses are going to take place for the sun and the moon, that was already very public knowledge amongst the nations of the world. This is no question, no doubt about this, that it was known. Anybody who has an acquaintances, knowledge of the history, of the Jewish history, from the Sipurim Vosverin Gimbracht in Divrei Chazal, from the stories that are brought down by our sages of blessed memory, Ube Protis Yoyser, and even more detail, from the Sifrei Divrei Yom Mahim, from the books that describe the history of those days, the general books, Veis, so anyone who knows, has any acquaintances, knows, is familiar at all with history, knows as the Chachmei Umas HaOlam, that the wise, the scientists, the wise of the secular from the world, they were there, they were standing in a very close connection. They were connected in inyoni chokhma, matters of wisdom and science, with the Jewish wise, with the Jewish sages. There was interaction over there. They conducted debates in alalei chokhmas, in all types of different, we find in the Gemara, various different places, in all kinds of sciences and all kinds of wisdoms. And also in the science from that involves the a whole the astrology, all these kinds of so the astronomy they knew is so even if one wants to be stubborn about it, and you won't accept as in that in the matters of the science and these calculations, which is to the tchuna, the astronomy of the Chachmei Yisrael, got the Jewish sages had a very clear knowledge, and it was the way it worked under the Chachmei Yisrael, and it's through the Jewish sages to the Chachmei, and it is through the Jewish sages that they finally reached the other scientists of the secular world, of the nations of the world. So that is really what happened. But if one insists and wants to be stubborn about it, said no, it worked the other way maybe. But that's clear, but it's This matter is no question, is very clear. You cannot argue on that. That when the calculations, that when the eclipses from the sun and the moon, Zayin and Given, Mefursim by the Chachamim Salem, when they were public by the Chachamim, the Chachamim of the nations of the world, Zayin is a Givis Given Babus, so for sure, they were also known Babus to the Chachamim Yisrael. They were known to the Jewish sages, they were known Durch, Zayir Masu Matan, by their giving and take, their communications with the Chachmei Umis, with the scientists of the nations, Hanal. Ubefrat inyonim from Chochmas HaTchuna, especially when we talk about the specific science of astronomy, was the idea that negates the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChidush. That knowledge of that, the science of astronomy, is necessary to figure out how to sanctify the month. This is necessary for the Chacham. That's certainly Chacham had an idea. On the river is Poshu, so therefore it's very simple, it's obvious. As od der maimer chazal, that this saying of our sage blessed memory, as liku chama levona is asimen rachulu, that the eclipse of the sun and the moon is a bad sign, etc. Unzeikume b'shvil arba dvorim, and they come for the four reasons, as brought down, can nitzayim be stira, that cannot be contradicting to them was the liquid mukhrech mitzadichu ki'ateva, to the fact that this eclipse is something that has to happen from the rules of nature. So somehow we have to figure out what's going on over here. But you can't say that the rabbis didn't know this. And therefore, since the rabbi knew this, and then they said that, well, it's four things that caused it, how could they say that it caused this when we know this is the nature? So it needs to be explained. So first, the Rebbe wants to say that maybe we're going to interpret the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean the eclipse has to happen. But maybe we're talking about whether the eclipse is seen, whether it's a visible eclipse or not. And maybe what it means is that when it's visible, it comes because sometimes an eclipse, it can be covered with clouds, etc. But the Rebbe is going to prove can't be the interpretation. That's not the interpretation, and we have to find another interpretation. Gimel, l'chayde vod me gikent lerne. It would seem that we could have interpreted, we could have learned, as dos vos ksham ayrus loikim simen chulu. That is that we say that when the luminaries, when they get eclipsed, when they're smitten, is the hadgosha, the emphasis is neat in etzem alik. We're not talking about the actual eclipse, nor in them zen them liquid. That is, whether we are able to see that liquid. Vorem vi bald der Eberster beista id nasimen ra. It's because the explanation would be, why is it important to see it? Because when Hashem shows a yid a bad sign, is the chdos mi der kavona, so then that would be with the intent. Why is he being shown that? As his own tshubeta, so they should repent. So they need to see the sign. Valpizeis farentra de kasha now. Based on this, the above question is answered. Mitzad chukya ateva, when we have the rules of nature, is nor der etzim likui adover hamukhrach. The actual eclipse is something which has to happen. Shizober nit mukhrach, but it's not, doesn't have to be amezol zendem liquid that we should see this eclipse. Well, as kenen zayin anonim kiyitzvay, there's possibly that it will be clouds or similar. Vos farshtelen dem liquid, they block the liquid. Und der prat is obhenig imayse bnei odom. And that detail, whether you'll see it or not, that hinges on people. That doesn't have to happen. Ves zayin do darbo dvorim, when you have these four things, is not their simen ra, then we have the bad sign. Duch dem was mezad dem likui, then we, because you see this eclipse. Um ven dan hogi is ki de boi, but when it is a proper conduct, there's no reason, then Hashem doesn't show it to you. Zainin do anonim, then there will be clouds. Vechazayin master dem likui, they will be hiding this eclipse. Azoi asiz nito der simen ra, so we don't have the simen ra. That would be a possible explanation how to say the nature that has to happen. But whether we see it or not, that depends on the people. But the Rebbe says, first of all, there's some places where there's never clouds, so they'll always see the eclipse. But number two, in the Gemara and other places, mashma, that it's not the vision of it, it is the actual eclipse. The Rebbe is going to prove that. But the beer is nicht ausgehalten. This explanation doesn't really hold vile. In addition, the Rebbe says, noisef in the parenthesis, in addition to the fact, there are certain places, there are almost non-existence of cloud. As in Egypt, in the land of Egypt, there is no clouds. That's where there is no rain, there's no clouds and no rain. So there can never be an eclipse that is not visible. But besides that, that's another aspect. One will say, well, maybe that's exceptional. We're not saying why not, but the Rebbe doesn't bring it down. But there is inherently in the Gemara, we can't say this interpretation. For Loshon Razal, the language of Razal says, Kishame oiris loikim, when the luminaries are smitten, is muchach, it's evident. We have to say, as the simen rabba steht nit in zedem likui, the bad sign does not consist of when we see the likui, but rather in when it takes place, that liquid. Und der Far tell die Gemara vonander in der Breise, and that's why the Gemara in the Breise makes a distinction zwischen Eden and Akum. It makes a difference between the Eden and the non-Jews. Bisman shahachama loike, when the sun is smitten, simen ra'alei v'tikachovim, that shows a bad sign for the nations of the world, those who worship the stars. Levona loike, but when the levona, not seen or not seen, when it's loike, simarat l'sein eim shel Yisrael, that will be a sign for the enemies of the meaning of the Yidnei Yisrael. And the reason why we connect it to the chamed levona is Yidnei Yisrael, meinim l'levona, the Yidn count their month, their calculations of their month and the year is by the Levona, and going for the Chama, and that's why the Chama is a bad sign for the Goyim, the Levona is a bad sign for the Yidden. So the Pirish then is, so what is the meaning of this? Is as about Bnei Yisrael, Zainan Doimim, the Levona, since the Yidden are similar to the moon, Unakum, the Chama, and the Akum are by the sun. So Yidden are equated to the moon and the Akum to the sun. Is that liqui in Zeiran Hoke? So therefore, when they're lacking, when they are missing and their conduct is not proper, Goyrem, that causes the liqui in Chamalavana. Then that brings about the eclipse, the lacking and the smiting of the sun and the moon. The liqui v'chisorn chamo levona, the reason why there is an eclipse, why there is a lacking in the sun and in the moon, is mitzad, that comes from the liqui v'chisorn, that comes because of the lacking, this eclipse in the chisorn, in their hanhoga for Akum and Yisrael, in their conduct, when the Yidden and the Goyim, when they don't do that, gets represented, it manifests itself in a lacking in the sun and the moon, depending on the Goyim by the sun, and by the end of the moon, the male is move on. And therefore it's understood as when the matzah for Eden is bishlemus, then when Eden are wholesome, daf iber hoip the zainkin likui b'chasor den levona, then there should not be at all any smiting in the levona. Not only not visible, nitas is doa likui namizetis, it's not that there's going to be, it is smitten anyways, there is an eclipse, but you can't see it. Seems like it's connected. So therefore, we're not talking about vision, seeing it, we're talking about actual liquid itself. So what does it all mean? So the Rebbe says that when there is an eclipse, the natural eclipse, at that time there's a very a time for Hashem to get sort of punishment for these four things. It's a time period, during the period when the sun is eclipsed, when the moon is eclipsed, that period of time is sort of an opportune time for Hashem collecting, not an opportunity, but it's a for the bad that Hashem might use that time. It doesn't mean that it comes because of that, but it means that Hashem is—it's a bad sign. Meaning, it's Hashem it might punish for those things. Let's look inside. Dala, the beer in them in is bepashtus. Very simply, the explanation is the pshat in kshama eros loikiv simen rachulu. When we say that when the meiros when they are smitten, it's a bad sign. And the bad sign comes because of the four things. Is what does it mean? Is when there is an eclipse of the luminaries, is as a siman, that's a sign, as in them zman, that at that time is the shlita for namazl ra. That time there dominates, there's dominance at that time to a bad mazl. Al derech megifin. What does this mean? So we find this al derech megifin bekam mekoymes imamori chazal. We find in many places in the say statements of our sages of blessed memory. Ven givises man. There are certain times. Was damult is reya mazlokeitz. He says at that time the fortune, the luck is not a good luck. So there is times when there is a mazl ra. What does it mean? Not a good fortune. It's a bad mazl. Says Azman Misugal, it's a time which is opportune to put on is for punishment. Und das ist ich goyim. That means generally it's a bad sign. That causes as Mezol Demul Mer Meinish Zayn. Then you will even more punish to leave that Batvorim. It's not that the four things are bringing the Likud Chama, but there's a bad mazel, so at that point, for these four things, people will be punished. And that's exactly why, Umahai Taima, so why when we do good, we don't have to worry about it. My time is Basoyschem Ritzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Atam Tzrichem Lidek Manapuronis, the Gemara says, that when you do the will of Hashem, that you don't have to, Sundarash, then the Gemara, you don't have to worry about the punishment. Was is the toy was to my design? You have to worry about it because it's only an opportune time. If there are those sins, they can get punished for them. But if they're doing the will of Hashem, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because there's nothing to punish for. Babizahot came artni zu fragen. So therefore, there's no logic, there's no room to ask. The fact that the eclipse of the sun and the moon must come in bestimmte Zeit, it must come in set times, because nature, rules of nature. But the liku is nit atitzov ma'isa b'nei odom, because this eclipse is not, the Gemara never meant that the eclipse is a result of the act of people. Since blois asimen, the eclipse is merely a sign for an ace put on a year from a time when there is punishment. Then these minish b'miyuchad of the dalat varim, in which we specifically punish for these four matters. On these manim and these times for mazal ra when there is bad chulu mitzayir simonim with their signs. And the eclipse is an attacker. Melchatchila ois gestalt to begin with, they've been set up in the ma'ifin in Teva v'seder abriya. They have been set up in the way and in nature and order of creation. Al derech, so this was set up that whenever there's eclipse, the way it's calculated, that would be a bad mazel then. And we find this al derech. This man was the Gemara Rechtes in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Hai man de neil b'chad chulu yi chulu v'id." The Gemara gives there, if you're born on a Sunday, you're going to be so. If you're born on a Monday, you'll be so. Every day of the week, there's something else about that person, what he's going to be. So you see, a day that you're born in has to do with some character trait that you're going to have. So a day in time, it also will be a good sign, a bad sign. So the eclipse sign time is a bad sign. However, hey, still needs to be explained. As far as Chabar Nachalz Hasbara, because the Gemara says that the Goyim don't have to, the Yidna have to fear. Don't have to fear. But we just explained that the Yidna don't have to fear because they haven't done anything wrong. That's why they have nothing to fear, because you get punished for those four things, but then if they're doing Eisen, they have nothing to fear. So then why does the Gemara say that the Goyim should fear? The Goyim, if they didn't do anything wrong, the Goyim have nothing to fear either. So this is what Rabbi can explain. The Gemara is Machalik, as far as Chobin Nachal Tzazbora. We still have to explain, requires still explanation. The Gemara is Machalik, Tzvishin Yidin, Nev Tikin Chob. The Gemara makes a distinction between Yidin and non-Yidin. And the Gemara says that Bizman, Shi Yisrael, Oisin, that when Yidden do the will of Hashem, they don't have to fear all this. As it says, you don't have to worry. Let the Goyim worry from them. The Goyim need to fear, but the Yidden don't have to fear from this liquid. Because the fun is verstandig, so we're making a distinction. As in themselves, neif of matzav by Eden is al yichatu. In that same situation, the same standing, when we say by Eden, don't be afraid, and they're not afraid, is why, as we explained, when Eisim returns from Mokim, is by goyim yichatu they should be afraid. Darf ben fashtein, so we didn't understand. Eib siman ra meint azman vos min is minish b'miyuchad. If the bad sign means it's a time that specifically you punish for nitop in the al dvorim, that you don't keep these four things, so you get punished. Un derpshat in oisim shel rotzeinu shel mokim. And when we say that when you do them from the will of Hashem, you don't have to worry. Is as mizev zeinit over, that you not don't violate them. Ube meilakum nit kenenish, and therefore there is no punishment. Is farvos dav zayin yechata goyim. Why should the goyim have to fear? Oich diva zayin nit over rotzeinu. Even though they're not violating Hashem's will, why should the Goyim have to fear that bad sign when they didn't do anything? And the Rebbe will explain in Vov that if there's a bad sign, the Goy has to fear more that he's going to be, he has to worry that because of it's a bad time that it might bring out a negative, and it'll be harder for him to overcome. Even though a Yid doesn't have to be afraid for that, because a Yid is not under the nature, so the bad time isn't going to cause him to do bad. But Yichat HaGoyim, not because they're actually doing right now, but you got to start worrying that they're going to get sort of caught up in the time when there is a bad time of Likucham, Yechat HaGoyim, they need to worry about it. Vov, the beer in there. The Virkung from Mazel in Bashtimtes Manim, this impact that the Mazel has in certain times, is nit nor ben gate to Schar Ve'Einish, it's not only punishment and reward. To say, if you did something, you're going to get punished then, or get rewarded. Nor Eich ben gate and Hoges ben Odom. It also impacts the conduct of people, as the Mazel is Goyim. This mazel causes by Zeya Netiya, it causes them a certain tilting. Tzukvisa, Hanhogis Maisim, Letoyvu Chulu, either to various conduct and actions for the good or the bad. That's the time of that mazel. A mazel may be for the bad. Uledugma, find an example. Ein Odom Leimid Reif Chachmosel Balaylo. Most of the wisdom, the Gemara says, you don't learn only at nighttime. So the nighttime has an impact on your ability to learn. Because the Pirish is nit as by tog kemenit matzlich zayin libudat Torah. This doesn't mean that during the daytime one cannot be successful in the study of Torah. But it means not an lailo, but rather it means that at nighttime is as man besugel. It's an auspicious time to hatzlocha b'toyra, to be successful in Torah, mervi b'yoyim, more than during the daytime. B'medarv hob meri yigiv tzikena matzlich zayin, in which you need more effort in order to be successful. Al derech zeh, he says, b'nei gates the ma'am chazal in Shabbos, like we said before, similar to the saying of our sages in the Gemara Shabbos, hay man chulu, no, this is, if you want to be this, so then you should be this. If you were born, you were brought before. If you were born on Sunday, Monday, as the tabat chunus ha'odom, that the nature and the characteristics of the person, zaynan tolu they hinge the mazel for them zman shenelaboy, on the mazel of the time that he was born. Does it mean that if you're born on a Sunday and a Monday and a Tuesday, that you have to have those mazel? It just means that it's more prone to be that when you're born a certain day. Does make it as the mazel virkt boifen achroche, doesn't mean that this mazel impacts in a absolute necessity if the anhogi of them was geboren in the zman on the conduct of one who was born in that time. Because it's obvious, worms is doch reshus to cholod min sunnah. Every person has the option, has the ability to choose to zayin a tzaddik or the lahipach, to be righteous or the opposite of a tzaddik. Und sie ist nicht scheich, als zu durch die Tipsche Chäuse, le Dover, she have she lost in the man. It cannot be that you were born, that it pulls you to some, that it makes you addicted to something that you can't move from it. There's no such a thing. Nor es meint, what it means is as the mazel from the mzman, that mazel, that functions at that certain time, shaft by mention, it creates by the person an itiya kitsas, a tilting, a leaning towards su likui v'simon ra, to the deficiency, to the eclipse, or a bad sign for the mzman. To likui for the mzman. Nitiktas. So the person has an itia to a dover mesuyam, to a specific matter. But when he works hard, he can overcome through his conduct on his nature. And even he can change it and he can make it over. As explained at length, similar to what's explained in length in Shmoyne Parakim La Rambam, in the 8 chapters from the Rambam, as I efshir shiyivoli da odom v'chulu b'teva bal maile v'loi bal chesorim. It is impossible that a person should be born with the nature of only advantage and not have any lackings. Mernit was b'teva muchan l'maile o l'chesorim. There is only that natural, a person is more inclined, prepared for advantage or for lacking. And therefore is the teva nit machriach de bechira. The nature does not force the choice. Der chilik is nor, the different only consists. Der vas is beteva muchan lamaylo, the one who is naturally prepared for greatness, dar veiniker horeven, needs to work less, put less effort, to choose to become a person of greatness, because his nature helps him out. But he still has the freedom of choice to zayn der hepech for a balmaila. If he wants to be the opposite, he can choose to be the opposite of a person of greatness, having advantage. On the other hand, one who is prepared, who is naturally lacking for deficiency, he needs to work harder, put more effort to become a person of greatness. On the other hand, that itself proves the fact that you have to work harder, that he was given greater powers, Then the one who is naturally read for greatness, ready for greatness. Is known the statement of our sages that based on the camel is the load. So if it's a load that is more required, he has more koiches. Similar is with these designated characteristics, mitzad the mazel azman, that come because of the fortune of the mazel of that time, shenel bei ha'odom, in which the person was created. Afal pi as the loshna gemara is, even though the gemara's language is hay man chulu yihi chulu, that this person who was born on this day is going to be meintes obenit. It doesn't mean, however, as their mensch is muchrach of them, that the person is forced to this. But he would need more strengthening on horavanya, more effort, in order to overcome the nature. This is similar in old times, about which we say, it's a day of guilt. It's only it's more likely to be a matter of guilt. That's why that day should be careful in certain things. For the dogma, ein maschilin bebeis v'dalid ki yitzbei, that you won't start the judgments on Mondays and Wednesdays. Aber esinit ki davar hamukhach. But it's not something that has to happen. The far is the din that ein maschilin bebeis v'dalid shayich nor. Dan, that's why when do we say this, that you're not going to start on Monday and Wednesday, nor dan when it is nit bistirat se mavina la mitzvahs, when it doesn't conflict with not going against, passing over mitzvahs. This ein maschilin bebeis v'dalid is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya with regards starting a project based on the Gemara in Pesachim, that this is not a good mazel dik time. So, but the Rebbe says that when do we say it's not when does is need bestirut se mavir na la mitzvahs, which he brings down from the Sefer Chassidim and other places, that you're not going to worry about it if this is going to cause you that you're going to not do the mitzvah in the right time, because you're not going to start with the project, you're going to worry about the not starting something on Monday and Thursday, it won't apply. So basically saying it's not a have to, it's just, it's better not to, that's not the right time if you can. If there is the proper effort, you can have success even in a day which is sort of designated, sort of, we say, is considered a yem chayim. Zay. Apizek hemen zogen. Based on this, we can say, as the pshatn the maimer ksham eiros loikim simen rahu loilam. What does it mean that when the luminaries are smitten, that's a bad sign for the world? Is nit nor asis as man from poronis. It's not only that; it's a time for punishment. So mainish zayn of anhoge biltirotzui, to punish for a improper conduct, nor adosis as man, but that's a time when by mention the vexich beteva, by the person, it awakes naturally, by from a yuchad, in a specific way, anetiyav hamshochat zanhogelei teva, a tilting, a leaning, the person is drawn to a non-good conduct. Das is obernitin an eifem, but it's not in a way, was is imachriach, it doesn't force him, so as anhoge to that conduct. Because the person has the power, he has the strength to overcome these leniencies, this leaning that he's leaning, the desires that are in those days are more prevalent. And the ribir is meduig the loshen in a moshul, and the mit is meduig. This is also the accuracy, the specific, the exact language in the Moshul, was the Gemara brengt of an Indian for Likui Chamo. The Gemara brings an example for the eclipse of the sun. Melech Basav Adam she'osu suda la'avodov, a king of flesh and blood, a human being that who makes a meal for his servants. V'nich panas lefneim, and he put a light in front of them. Ko'as aleihem, so he got angry. V'amar la'avdei, so he says to his servant, tul panas mipneim chulu, take away the light from them. Does haste. As der tul panas chulu vert giton, that this taking away of the light is done, nid durch melech alein, it's not the king himself, nor durch avde, it's a servant. While der likui v'simen raf and dem zman, because the smitting and the bad sign of the time is not an inyan shemitzad hateva, nature, avde shel melech. It's a difficult time. Under loshim b'shvil arba dvarim chama loike, when we say that the language that it's smitten for main nit as the likui hamaoides doesn't mean that the eclipse of the luminaries is to live the nit guter an hoge bepoil in the dal dvarim, that is because of the non-good conduct actually in these four things, because they did it, that's what's going to happen, not as to live them, but that because of this eclipse that is taking place anyway, to leave them was in them as man is do, because the reason why there is an eclipse, because during that time is do anitiyav hamshocha to the arba dvorim, there is a leaning and a pull, drawing to these four matters hamayiras loikim, that the luminaries are smitten. Ches apiyar nalvet menoich verstein der oivtu. Based on the above, we'll also understand the novelty was davke b'abnei Yisrael is gizogivon, that only by the Yidden is said al techatu, no worry, as opposed to akum. If it's a time that we have to worry about it because there's a leniency, there is a nature. Yes, we're not forced, but why does a goy have to worry not the Yidden? Even though that also the akum, the nations of the world can overpower if the tivis the kenetius on the natural tendencies, leniencies, v'chulu, that the leaning, for this man is going, and that the time causes finish the boy, and to conduct themselves properly. Because although they don't have full, true idea of choosing, but they're still not going to be punished. Only if they do it sin on their own, not because they're forced, because of the bad timing or whatever, or the liquid chamo. Von deswegen, wie bald sie seinen untergeworfenen Hockes hat. But since they are under the conduct of nature, darf sie haben größe Status wie Gier Chulu. They need great effort, a lot of hard work, to mevatel zayin de teva, to nullify that nature. Und der far yechatu hagoyim mehema. That's what the goyim need to be feared. They have made it for the netiyah shemitzad teva. They are afraid from those lean, the way they lean for nature, because they will have to have a strong battle to overcome it. Mashen ken idn, as opposed to idn, b'shaz b'zeh yizdo ha'isofin avedis Hashem. When they have an addition in their service of Hashem, hecher from the meditas vahagbolos from zeir teva, which is higher than the limitations and the measures of their nature, oisin ritzoyne shalmakam, they do Hashem's will. Zayze hecher from teva, they are higher than nature, oich from oisus Hashemayim, also from the signs of the heaven. When the far is ein misyarim kolil, they not have to be afraid from all this. Nit nor kenne ze sich misgaber sein auf Teva. Not only can they overpower nature, the chigi v'shtadlus zum avatel sein de Teva, by effort and putting forth energy to take away the nature, that ze rechen sich l'chadchila nit mit oisus shemayim, they don't count, they don't consider, they don't take into consideration, to begin with, not the oisus shemayim, not the signs of heaven, maschilin, they can start on Mondays and Wednesdays, not like worrying about the bad fortune on Monday and Tuesday. Bis zu a matzef, to a situation, in a situation that you don't have to consider mitanhogas hatava b'chlal, the conduct of nature at all, the Eibishter's hanhogah mitzadikim, it becomes the way the Eibishter conducts it with the righteous, v'avnech kulam tzadikim, meaning all yidden, in hanhogah nisus geluyah shel ma'ayim hatava, in a miraculous conduct, revealed miraculous conduct, which is beyond nature. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Shlach, Tovshin Lamed Hei.